everybody is expecting action and everything, but like behind the action, it's like there's more action.
Check out the Wyoming Public Radio Politics Quiz. Are you up to date on the latest state government news? If so, test that knowledge out. In this week's quiz, early voting in Wyoming begins when? Think you know the answer? Find out at wyomingpublicmedia.org and click the WPR Politics Quiz tab.
Hey there, this is Kelly Trujillo. Join me Saturday mornings for Buffalo Grass, 11 to 1, on listener-supported Wyoming Public Radio. You'll hear the best in bluegrass music, old and new, plus Americana, folk, Western, and even a little bit of Celtic. That's Buffalo Grass, Saturdays at 11 on Wyoming Public Radio.
right off Highway 26/287, going up Togedy Pass, a dirt RV parking lot the size of a football field has been turned into a temporary town as hundreds of firefighters work to protect the surrounding cabins, lodges, and roads.
This is a very, very busy spot because this is essentially the center of fire activity from a logistical standpoint.
That's Morgan Faber, the base camp manager for the forward operating base that's set up just south of Togedy Lodge on the west side of the fire. Every morning, the parking lot is packed for the daily briefing.
This is completely full of cars, and we have about another 75 vehicles out on the highway.
There's a big dining tent, a trailer with showers, catering kitchens, a medical tent, a mechanic, and even a mobile gas station.
They run over the thing and a ding ding, and the guy comes out and he'll help fuel up any of the trucks.
It's all set up to support the firefighters who are camped in a big field a few miles away. They work together with the Incident Command Center located on the east side of the fire in Dubois.
We're just in charge of, you know, making sure everything that is here in base camp, from porta potties, dumpsters, all of the lovely behind the scenes things that everyone needs, that's kind of what we manage.
This temporary town doesn't just appear. It takes work to set up and to run.
We build a town and then we tear it down. And it's really amazing to see how that process works. And without our camp crews around, I don't know how we would be able to get it done.
Enter Wind River Camp Crew Number 1, a team from the Wind River Reservation that tackles all those odds and ends. Teresa Swimmer is Northern Arapaho and from Fort Washakie. First up on their agenda, get up and make coffee.
Wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning. First duty is to get to breakfast, get that done, counting the meals for the catering, hand out lunches to the firefighters, wipe down tables, pick up trash. When the trucks come in, we unload ice, we unload Gatorade.
After a break while the firefighters are out for the day, Swimmer and her team do it again for the dinner rush. She's been working on camp crew for 15 years and says the work is hard, but they get through it together.
We're doing an awesome job and we all appreciate each other and we're all communicating. And that's where basically it's mostly at, is communication.
During that midday break, the 10-person crew grabbed folding chairs and crammed into one of the yurts to talk all things camp crew. Tara Jorgensen is Eastern Shoshone and is a first year on the crew. She says her least favorite thing is
getting up super, super early, but hey, it comes with the job.
She says the flip side is learning new things every day.
Everybody is expecting action and everything, but like behind the action, it's like there's more action.
Mavis Willow is Northern Arapaho and camp crew boss.
I love being out here. I love camping. I just like to be on my feet all the time and just, you know, stay as young as possible as I can.
She's from Ithity and says working in the fire world runs in the family.
My father, he was a World War II veteran. And he kind of disciplined us that way. And he was a firefighter also. And the whole family, just as they grew up, they joined him.
That tradition is still getting passed on. Willow has two grandkids on the crew. But she says it's all business on the job.
I'm not grandma here, but I'm their boss.
Jason Stevenson, Northern Arapaho, is from Fort Washakie and used to be a firefighter.
I got some bumps and bruises that I can't heal up like I used to when I was young. So, you know, camp crew is a lot better, a lot more easier than being out there in the mountains fighting fire.
Stevenson's been stationed at the supply yard and is training to take on the receiving and distributing manager role at fire camp.
For me, it's way to advance further into this, you know, as I'm getting older, turn into the career side of it.
As for what keeps him coming back?
There's a lot of things about this country that, you know, we want to save and keep part of our country and just practically being part of the whole team, and it feels good when you know it's finally out, everything's done, and you did your part to help out.
While most fire assignments are 14 days, the Wind River Camp crew was asked to extend for one more week, thanks to all their hard work. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman from the Fish Creek Fire Operating Base.
We'll be right back. Join Wyoming Public Radio for a trip around Wyoming. We bring you news from just down the street and across the state 4 times every weekday. You can also find Around Wyoming on our website, wyomingpublicmedia.org.
Wyoming Public Media is providing Wyoming and Western wildfire updates on air and now online. Go to wyomingpublicmedia.org and click on Wyoming Wildfire Info. You'll find links to the latest updates on fires around the region, along with information on current air quality conditions, fire restrictions, information on protecting your property, and more. Find it all in one place at wyomingpublicmedia.org.
Coming up on Wyoming Sounds, it's New Music Wednesday with me, Melanie Nielsen. Join me for new music from Cowboy Ross Cooper, The Fratellis in Babe Rainbow, Fruit Bats, Corb Lund, and this one from Galen McKinney from the McKinney Zone. Tune in 9 to noon for Wyoming Sounds on Wyoming Public Radio.
What was your reaction about the news on Tuesday?
Well, it really blew me away because it was much more favorable than I anticipated.
What did the gains made by the Freedom Caucus in this past primary tell you about Wyomingites, how they're feeling right now?
I was not shocked by the fact that Wyomingites really supported the type of legislators that Wyoming Freedom Caucus represents. But I am thankful that the voters really came out strongly for those types of legislators. And, you know, these candidates really worked hard, so they deserve the credit for getting themselves into office. A lot of door-to-door work, a lot of communicating with the voters, and letting them know who they were. We did a tremendous amount of work trying to inform the voters on, you know, voting records so they knew which legislators to support and which ones really didn't match what we believe is the core values of the Wyoming voters.
And could you tell me just a bit about those core values?
Sure. I think one of the easiest ways to describe it would be that our voters, or our legislators and our voters, really believe in the 23 planks of the Wyoming Republican Party platform. And those are just real common sense things that have been a part of the platform for decades, really. It hasn't changed a great deal, maybe a word here or there. But for the most part, those are timeless principles. Those principles align with our Wyoming Constitution and the U.S. Constitution. So those things are, for instance, smaller government, pro-life, pro-family, pro-traditional family at that, and certainly pro-Second Amendment, with an understanding that our gun rights are really not about hunting, but they're about defending ourselves against a tyrannical government.
What does the Freedom Caucus hope to do in the next legislative session? I mean, do you have any priorities you'd like to get passed in 2025?
So I believe it's important that we do respond to the voters by providing them with the kind of return on investment of their votes, giving us a majority. And so I think what you're going to see is serious efforts to pass property tax reform and relief, things that were vetoed by the governor in this last session. And you're also going to see gun-free zones eliminated in the House of Representatives. You're going to see DEI funding for the university and the community colleges, the funding for that type of education, that woke education, if you will, is going to be limited, if not eliminated. And then I don't think we'll ever stop fighting for the unborn and protecting them. So you'll see efforts in that regard. The governor did veto an effort just this last session, and you'll see us continuing to work on that area. We want to keep porn out of our libraries, and we want to simplify state funding. So that's a real big task there. It's not real sexy for the people, but it'll take a lot of steps to kind of undo the complication that's been developed over the last several decades. I believe it's unnecessary. It is keeping our funding and our financing for the state from being transparent. And I believe it's important that every voter knows where the money goes, what's happening with their tax dollars, and what kind of stewards we are being with those dollars.
Are you concerned at all? I mean, I heard about a few incumbent losses as well, and I know those were, you know, part of the, many of them, the Wyoming caucus, but are you concerned at all with those incumbent losses this past primary that there might be a loss of institutional knowledge about the legislature?
Let me tell you, Chris, why I'm not concerned. Number one, the people who have put their names in to run for office in this regard, they're devoted to this state. They're devoted enough to really dig in and learn what they need to learn to be able to make good decisions. And the Wyoming Freedom Caucus has been doing that since its inception. And that is, you know, doing evaluations of bills, looking at the consequences of those bills and informing legislators so that they can make a good vote as far as an informed vote.
That was Representative John Baer, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus here in Wyoming.